Father, Lord, even according to your desire. Bless the little auntie here this night. Be with them. Watch over them, Lord, we pray. Father, Brother Max, bless him there.
Yes, Lord.
Minister through him this weekend. We ask, Lord, and all of your people. Father, we're looking to you. Have preeminence, we pray. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Sing that song, God specializes, amen. Got any rivers to cross tonight? We all have our Jordans we want to cross.
Amen.
But God specializes in things not impossible, amen. Be of good courage,
God spoke unto Joshua.
Mountains, you have got some food.
singing. I don't want to put any space. I think we're supposed to take offering. Sorry, brother. I don't give time for. I just want to sing. That's my only aim. Sorry, brothers. I just be looking. Worship, worship, worship. Amen. Hallelujah. So we just take an offering while brother, while we sing that song. Everyone goes
higher and higher.
Deeper, deeper, knowing thoughts I've tried.
Yeah.
For the strength of your servant, for the Amen.
I greet you in the precious name of Jesus Christ tonight.
Hallelujah.
Amen. It's truly a joy for us to be here together because of the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And the promise he gave us that wherever two or three gather, his name is present.
That's right.
So I am sure that we are privileged people to know that the Almighty God, he came down in the human flesh to pay the price for the redemption, and he opened the way for us to have a fellowship, indeed eternal fellowship with him. So it's a great joy. I bring greetings from our local assembly from south of Poland, Brother Daniel, and that you know, and all the saints from our assembly. They pray for us tonight, and I'm very happy because I rely on the prayer of the saints.
Amen.
I believe this is our privilege to come before the Lord and talk with Him. And if we are in the position of the sons and daughters of God, and we are standing with a token displayed, then we are not coming as the beggars.
That's right.
But we trust in Him, and we know that He does only good things for us. Amen. We promise that.
Amen.
And tonight, I really appreciate your coming, because it's Saturday evening. Amen. It's not a Sunday morning. So I can see you are not the traditional Christians. You are true Christians, Bible-believing Christians.
Amen.
So that's great. And I trust it will help me to preach, because it's not my mother language. Even I have to just adjust myself, because mostly wherever I go, there is an interpreter on my left side. But this time I just depend on Him.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit is here in the building.
Amen.
And you are the building of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I am the building of the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
We have to submit ourselves to Him and allow Him to flow through us.
That's right.
And the prophet, he said, if you allow Him to flow freely through you, you are becoming the living Word of God.
Amen.
This is a promise, so God bless you. I don't want to keep you very, very long, unless the Holy Spirit will just extend the meeting.
Amen.
Because we believe in the whole night meeting.
Amen.
If, as long as this is Holy Spirit.
Amen.
But, you know, I would like to share with you the Word of God to encourage you. Amen. To stay in the present truth.
Thank you, Lord.
We all believe that God visited us in that generation.
Amen.
By the greatest message ever was given to the humans.
Amen.
It's not about Brother Branham. Good news that Brother Branham, Malachi 4 prophet, as a tool, as a channel. But he called all of us to tune up our channels to his channel.
Yes. Amen.
And hear from God.
Hallelujah.
And we believe that this message is a supernatural gospel. And also we are supernatural beings. We are not trying to be supernatural. We are supernatural.
Amen.
We are born again by the Spirit of God and His promises for that age. We are thoroughly supernatural. Jesus, He knew His position when He came from heaven. He knew that I came from the Father. I'm coming back to the Father. But also He knew the mission, why, and the reason why He was on the earth.
Mm.
We're supposed to know the same. That's the reason the message is preached to us, to let us know who we are.
Amen.
To recognize our position. Not that we will just be placed, but we are placed already on the heaven places.
Amen.
This is our position. So we are supernatural as long as we are part of God. And this is our really trust that, you know, this vessel of clay will not help us.
Mm-hmm.
This is the veil.
Amen.
And it's veiling Holy Spirit today.
Amen.
But really you, we are inside.
Amen.
And we want to be really in the connection with the Holy Spirit for tonight with the Word of God, as I'm going to read from the book of Galatians, 4th chapter. Let's open the book of Galatians, 4th chapter. And really a visit of Brother Andrew in our place was a blessing for us. It was a really solid, good, rich meals.
Amen.
Some things from the 7-course menu.
Amen.
The Son of Man provided for us, and we eat still from this food, because it's endless.
Amen.
You cannot just come to the end, because the food that we are feeding our souls today is in fact the food that we are going to feed all eternity.
Amen.
This message, revelation of Christ for today, is more than we think.
That's right.
It's a food for the all eternity. It's a complete 7-course menu, complete revelation of the 7 seals given to the bride of Christ. It was such a blessing, and I trust that He will just help me to say something to help you in your situation, to encourage you to go forward with faith.
Amen.
Being positive, never negative, because the Holy Spirit is always positive.
Amen.
Never negative.
Amen.
Amen. So the book of Galatians, 4th chapter, first 7 verses. Now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, different nothing from a servant, though he be the Lord of all, but is under tutors and governors until the time appointed of the Father. Even so we, when we were children, were in bondage under the elements of the world. But when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth His Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. And because you are sons, God hath sent for the Spirit of His Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Wherefore thou art no more a servant, but a son.
Amen.
And if a son, then a heir of God through Christ.
Amen.
And maybe Ephesians 1st chapter, book of Ephesians 1st chapter, 4th, 5th, and the 6th verse. Ephesians 1st chapter from the 1st verse. According as he had chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love.
Yeah.
Having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he had made us accepted in the beloved.
Yeah.
And maybe just add 9 and 10. Having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he had purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him.
Amen.
Amen. Let's bow our eyes for prayer. Our precious Heavenly Father, indeed, we deem this as a great privilege to be in your presence.
Amen.
Lord, we are so thankful, Lord, for
thank you, Lord,
all your work you have done for us.
Amen.
And that you made it so personal.
Thank
that
you, Lord.
The Bible that we read, O God, and the promises and the verses from the Scripture, Holy Spirit can make so real for us.
Amen.
If our soul, O God, is open,
yes, Lord,
and quickened by the Spirit of God.
Amen.
Because we know that you have chosen us before the foundation
thank
of the world.
Amen.
To be partakers, not only the sonship,
yes,
in Jesus Christ, but also to be a heirs of
amen.
All the promises that you redeem for us, O God. Make it available for your children.
Please,
yes, Lord.
Even tonight, Lord Jesus, we are standing before thee. And we know that there is an open way to the most holy place.
Amen.
To come by faith, by revelation.
Amen.
Lord, to meet with thee, O God, in the Shekinah glory.
Yes,
amen.
Lord Jesus, we want to confess all our shortcomings.
Amen.
And maybe sins of unbelief and whatever that could grieve the Spirit of God in our life.
Amen.
Even today or wherever, Lord. We want, we don't want to see anything that will just stand as an obstacle between
yes.
you
amen.
And us, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Because we are living in a very unique time,
yes.
golden age.
Yes.
Father, we know that you've got the people that you have chosen and predestinated for that age.
Amen.
And no one else can stand on their position.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. So just we ask you for your mercy tonight.
Amen.
Deal with the word and with our souls. And may the supernatural faith of Jesus Christ will rise up in our hearts.
Yes,
even if we are believers, Lord, let us be more grounded.
Amen.
Be more equipped and aware of how you place us in the mystical body of Christ.
Yes,
how you equip us with the fullness of God.
Yes,
with the quality and the quantity of God.
Yes,
because
Lord.
We are partakers of the mystical body of Christ.
Yes,
amen.
Lord.
And you are our headship, Lord Jesus.
Yes,
amen.
So bless the church, bless the pastors and congregation,
yes,
all the ministers
yes,
and the musicians and the helpers,
amen,
Lord.
Jesus.
Bless every family, Lord.
Yes,
every head that is represented here.
Amen.
Bless all of us, Lord Jesus, as you read your scripture, and now we commit ourselves into you under your headship in the name of
yes,
Jesus
Lord.
Christ. For thy glory. Amen.
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 So God bless you, saints.
Amen.
Take your seats. So just maybe to introduce a little the thought that the Holy Spirit put upon my heart, I would like to share with you on the subject, two sons and one adoption. Maybe it sounds a little strange, or maybe you don't, of course, know what is behind. But I want to stay with the Bible.
Yes.
I want to stay with the message.
Amen.
And we know that we are living in the time when this book became a new book.
Mm-hmm.
And
mighty angel has come.
Amen.
Revelation 10:1-7 is fulfilled.
Amen.
We are living in the time of that we receive a commission to take the open book from the hand of the mighty angel,
Amen.
Which is Christ himself,
yeah.
in the book to be completely identified,
Amen.
Not by membership or declaration, but taking a book and eat up the message,
Amen.
Eat up Jesus Christ, the flesh and the blood of the Son of Man, because this is the best way and in fact the only way how we can be identified completely with God.
Mm.
God must be in you, you must
Amen.
Be in God.
Amen.
You have to take the food, spiritual food in due season,
Amen.
And feed your soul, feed your being. And so I love the message.
Amen.
Mm.
Because the message is from heaven.
Amen.
The message doesn't come by the man.
Amen.
It doesn't come from the man. It's coming through the man, but it's coming from heaven.
Amen.
And this is a new language. This is God's mind, supernatural mind, that came back to the church after 2,000 years. Bit of fire came back. The cloud came back.
Amen.
And everything, the fullness, came back to us.
Amen.
Sometimes the people, they maybe talk or just discuss, you know, about the fullness, what it means, the fullness. And the fullness means the fullness.
Amen.
And we know that God is a fullness. And we know that fullness was in Jesus Christ, because it was God made flesh in his Son. And the Father and the Son became one. And Jesus, he said, who can see me can see the Father. And we know the fullness was in Jesus. And we know the fullness sometimes means a quality, sometimes means a quantity. We know that in Jesus was a fullness of the quantity and a fullness of quality.
Amen.
And we know as a believers, we've got the fullness of the quality.
Yeah.
But we know as we are coming together, we've got the fullness of quantity.
Yeah.
Mm. So we need each other. We need
Amen.
Your link of fire upon you. If we are Christian, we are born again Christian. If you are filled with the Holy Spirit, you've got the link of fire.
Yeah.
You've got the quality. But to get the quantity, we need each other to come together.
Amen.
Let the pillar of fire, Jesus Christ is present
Amen.
In the very building or the place that the Christians are gathering together.
Mm.
So this is really a joy for me
Amen.
To rely upon him. Because we can do nothing, completely nothing.
Yes.
What we can do, we can hinder.
That's right.
But if we can just put ourselves aside, then
Amen.
That's all he needs. Your body,
right.
My body. He needs your mind
yes.
submitted.
Yes.
My
Amen.
Heart submitted.
Hallelujah.
Your heart, my heart, given, yielded to him. Then he can use you or me to glorify himself.
Right. Amen.
But I believe that we've got the quality and quantity today.
Amen.
Because God is living in his church. God is dwelling in his bride.
Amen.
So praise God. Just to paint a little, maybe a foundation in the form of the little drama, just to maybe give you a thought, you know, about what I wanted to present about the two sons and one adoption. Is, you know, before the foundation of the world, there was a council of God. God wanted to reveal himself, but not to everyone. God wanted to reveal himself for the people that he has chosen for the work of redemption, because God knew that the people will fall, and the plan of redemption was right in his mind. So he just summoned a great conference, and he called the four archangels, asking them, you know, about the idea how he himself, he would hide himself before the man, that he would be hidden and not everyone would be able to find him. So, well, you know, he asked the first archangel about the idea how to hide before the man. And so the first archangel, he said, well, I would just hide you, oh God, maybe on the desert, in the Sahara Desert in Africa. But God, he said, no, it's not a good idea, because I know that one day some explorers will go and explore the Sahara Desert, and they will find me. So this is not a good idea at all. I know the humans. So the second one, he said, I would just to maybe hide you on the Mount Everest in Himalaya. He said, no, I know, just one day, just, you know, the people will just climb up over there,
So this is not a very good place. Mm. And the third one, he said, oh God, I propose to hide you on the bottom of the ocean. Mm. I said, no, I saw already that some of the people, you know, that they went down and they put their feet on the place, you know, so it's not a good place. Mm. And the fourth archangel, he said, I've got an idea. Mm. And God, he said, I am going to listen to you. And he said, I propose that you could hide before the man in the man.
Yeah. Mm.
And God said, this is a good idea.
Yeah.
This is the best one. I'm going to use the pattern for the whole times,
Amen.
All ages, all dispensations.
Amen.
So I'm going to hide myself before the man.
Hallelujah.
In the man.
Amen. Amen.
That's the reason it's so hard for them to find me.
Amen.
So this is really the pattern. And
Amen.
You know that before the foundation of the world, before God became God, because a God is the object of worship.
That's right.
So before God became God, and he was just eternal spirit, before the first speck of the cosmic dust appeared, and the sun and the moon and the stars, you know, God existed.
Amen.
And we know that his attributes was in him.
Mm.
And we know that his attributes was his thoughts.
Mm.
And everything was hidden. It was just a darkness around, and God was existing with his very attributes. So, you know, that we know that the Bible is a prophetic book.
Mm.
We know that this is a book that is describing how God allotted for every generation, every age, certain group of people, how he chosen and he predestinated certain messengers, the prophets, and the great men of God for certain generation,
mm.
and how also he allotted a part of the Bible
mm.
for every generation. And it was the way how he just divided ages.
Yeah.
He would say the 6,000 years of the existence of the humans on the earth.
Yeah.
So God had a plan, and his plan was in his mind before the foundation of the world.
Yeah.
And that's how he created the Book of Life and the Lamb's Book of Life.
Mm.
And he placed some names in the Lamb's Book of Life, and he placed some names in the Book of Life.
Mm.
And but he knew that the man will fall.
Mm.
In fact, he just he knew about that, and it was his perfect plan, just to reveal his attributes, reveal who he was really, because
mm.
he was so secret. He was such a mystery God.
Yeah.
No one knew him. And the angels, when he created them first, they had a certain concept, but God already has chosen the idea to hide himself before the angels
mm-hmm.
and just to put the plan of redemption in the man.
Yeah.
And redemption means not the replacing, but
right.
the redemption means to bring back something
that's
that was
right.
lost.
Yeah.
And it's very, very important, because the God allowed, when he placed his very attributes in the flesh of the man in every generation,
yeah.
and all of them, they fall. All of them, one by one, because of Adam.
That's right.
Because of what happened in the Garden of Eden. But it was the master plan of God
Amen.
To reveal himself, to redeem the lost ones, and to bring them back on the position, on the such a great position, that even archangels wouldn't be able to understand that.
Amen.
That's
Amen.
The story of redemption.
Amen.
So we are right now in that story. We are right now in the end of that story. We are just the final generation.
Hallelujah.
One year, next one, God will not give up of this generation, because he will say,
That's
okay,
right.
just maybe Brother Jacek, or maybe Brother Andrew, or maybe some other ministers, or maybe members of his church, you know, they, you know, I think they are not enough spiritual, they are not enough good, they are not able to meet the challenge of the hour, so I'm going to give up of them,
mm.
and maybe just... rise up a new generation.
Mm.
It can happen.
Amen.
It can happen.
That's right.
It never happened this way.
That's right.
God never give up of his people.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. God, just when he sees some problems, you know, he's going to be a part of that.
Amen.
Amen.
Part of that predestined plan of redemption.
Mm.
So he will never give up of you.
Amen.
He will never give up of me.
Amen. Amen.
When I was a teenager, I was, when I was 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, I had a rebellious spirit.
Mm.
I was in the world.
Mm.
I was not raised in the Christian home. I didn't have this privilege. My dad, my mom, they didn't read me a Bible. Mm-hmm. I was against Christianity. I was against the church. Mm-hmm. I was against everything around me. So I was just exploring the world. I was just trying everything because something inside of me, when I was a 10 years old boy, in my primary school, I remember, was a big crowd of the young people. It was between the lessons, one and the other lesson, but you know, it was a confusion and the noise and the chaos. But I remember as today, for maybe 5 seconds, I felt so alienated, so alone, so lost, you know, in that crowd. And, you know, it was such a strange feeling, but it was maybe almost 40 years ago, but I remember that. It was a strange feeling. But, you know, I felt like a naked. I felt like a lost. Yeah. I felt I don't know from where I came from, where I'm heading, you know. It was a horrible feeling, just 5 seconds. But I believe it was a predestination.
Amen.
It was an attribute of God calling me. But I didn't know what to do with that because no one was teaching me the Bible. I didn't know the message. I was not in the contact with the anointed servants of God. I didn't know the prophet of Malachi 4. And so I was just, I was lost. But when I was 18, the deep was falling to the deep.
Hey, man.
Just Lord, this was my way. I never recommend no one for the teenagers. Not my way. My way was just my way because I didn't know the truth.
That's right.
But I was looking for the truth subconsciously. I was trying this and that, you know, but nothing could satisfy me. No music, no alcohol, no drugs, nothing. No friendship, nothing.
Hey,
nothing never satisfied me. I was more dissatisfied by trying those things than be happy. Everything was just a temporary. When I was 18, it was in 1989, I came to the end. I didn't want to seek or taste anything.
Yeah.
I don't see a reason why I should live anymore on this earth. Because I was so disappointed. But by the grace of God, you know, someone came to me, it was my cousin, he told me, Jesus loves you.
Amen.
You have to understand that, when he told me that, it was a supernatural because it was a difficult to tell me something like this. You know, I was not really a person that was willing and open to listen the gospel, and he knew that. You know, when they had the little circle of the Christians and they prayed few times a week, you know, for the mayor of the city, for the teachers, for the neighbors, for different people, for their friends, they pray. Just Lord, open their eyes, let them be saved. When I came to Christ, you know, and I asked my cousin, did you pray also for me? He said no. And he was my neighbor. He was living just very close to me.
Wow.
I asked him, why didn't you pray for me? And he said, well, just we've been a few of us, maybe 5 or 6 persons, and no one never thought that I can be a Christian.
Wow.
So they prayed for many people around.
Yeah,
for great people, you know, the big people. And I think that most of them never became Christian. But they no one prayed for me. But just there was something.
Amen.
Yeah,
he told me, Jesus loves you. I couldn't sleep by night.
Amen.
No one was really helping me. All those things I was using just to calm down myself and everything, you know, just to feel a little relief, nothing was working. So it's for me the sign of predestination.
Yeah.
I don't know you. I don't know the teenagers. I don't know the young people here. I don't know the most of you. You know, just, but I don't know what you are facing. Have faith in God.
Amen.
Amen. Just be open.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
He's going to do something for you which is supernatural.
That's right.
And that's what he has done in my life. I was delivered from the alcohol, from the cigarettes, from the drugs in one day.
Amen.
It was not even a mess of the hour. It was just my decision. a response for the preacher.
Amen.
He came from India. He preached a simple gospel, but it was so powerful, real, I was delivered.
Amen.
Amen.
So I'm very, very happy that when I was a young teenager, just a young person, I became a Christian.
Mm.
And 1 year later came the message of the hour.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
So there's a purpose behind when God has chosen you, there was a purpose.
Amen.
That's the reason why He has chosen you, predestinated you for a certain cause. And no one is able to take your place.
Amen.
You are very peculiar. Mm. Not just I don't tell you compliment, don't think that way. But this is just according to the Bible. You are very peculiar.
Amen.
And the Bible calls you that way. You are very peculiar because God has chosen you.
Amen.
And God made humans His own agents.
Yes.
Mm. So
Alleluia.
It means that God calls you, He goes into you, and He uses you.
Yes.
And
thank
he,
you, Lord.
God doesn't use a monkeys. He doesn't use a lions, he doesn't use a birds, he doesn't use a stars or sun. He uses a man to preach the gospel.
Amen.
Amen.
Especially fallen man that is restored to the original position.
Mm.
So God bless you.
Amen.
And now we are going to my little subject, two sons, one adoption.
Amen.
I would like to show you by the prodigal son story.
Mm.
That the way of redemption, what is linked with that, how much is included in the story of redemption, and we will see three parts. We will see the seven steps of the fall of the prodigal son. We will see the second stage after he fell down. He came to the point of realization who he was. We know that he was the son from the beginning. He didn't become a son by realization that he was the son. He was the son from the beginning.
That's
he was
right.
The son.
Alleluia.
But he didn't know that. And he needed seven steps of fall to come to the point to realize who he was. And then we will see seven steps of a promotion when he started to climb up, you know, but not the human way.
Yeah.
No, don't have a picture about it, how we climb up, how we just become more holy or something like this. It's not about you.
Amen.
It's about the redemption.
Amen.
The whole story of redemption is the God Himself.
Amen.
He is on the picture.
Yeah.
He is Alpha and Omega.
Yeah.
He is just, He is calling you. He is leading you. He is the finisher of your faith.
Amen.
So we open the St. Luke 15 chapter.
Yeah.
Just a little lesson.
Amen.
But, you know, we know that the Bible teaches about Christ. We know that Christ is in every verse of the Bible.
Amen.
But in fact, just we preach the gospel today, I say today, not only to show you Christ in every verse of the Bible, but it must be so personal for you by revelation that if you will see Christ in every verse of the Bible, then you have to see yourself.
Amen.
Mm.
Because it's not enough to see Christ in the Bible.
Yes.
Because the ages, they saw Christ. They saw Christ. But they didn't see enough themselves in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to see ourselves in the book.
Amen.
Because this is the hour of the rapture. This is the hour of the perfect church.
Amen.
We have to be identified. We have to see in the Bible the things that was sealed up before. No one could see it, so no one could preach it.
Mm.
But this is for us.
Amen.
This is for you.
Amen.
Amen. So St. Luke 15 from the 11th. That's good. And he said, Jesus said, a certain man had two sons. The two sons. Both of them, they were sons. And the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that fell to me. So now we can see manifestation of the self-will of the younger son.
Yes.
And we also have to notice that, you know, you cannot just paint white pencil on the whiteboard. You cannot do that. You need a contrast to have a message. You cannot just use a black pencil on the black board. You need the contrast, and then you get the message. And one thing is the background, you know, it's just a background, maybe the black background, and there's a white message.
Amen.
So you need a contrast, and we will see these two sons at the contrast.
Mm.
One is just a background, This is the oldest son, the older one. He was the background of the story. But the real message you will see in the younger one.
Amen.
So we see the first step, fourth step, when he takes decision and he asks the father for his portion, and you know he wants to get inheritance for himself.
Yeah.
So this is the first step of four, self-will. And he divided unto them his living. That's what the father did, because for both of them they had the inheritance, being the sons. And now the 13. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together, and now we can see the selfishness. He gathered when he got his portion, now he gathered all together for himself. So we can see the second step of four, one by one, and took his journey into the far country. Now I can see the separation. He separated himself from the father, he separated himself from the brother, he separated himself from the house of the father, and then he wasted his substance with the riotous living. 13th verse, and when he had spent all, we can see sensuality. We can see that the man with all the goods, gifts we would say, the powers, potentials, possibilities, being a son, now you can see how he's falling down, down, down.
That's right.
Because he's looking for his pleasures. There arose a mighty famine in the land, and he began to be in want. And 15, and he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed swine. And now we can see a next step fall. This is a spiritual destitution. He's lacking all the food. And we can see how he's losing his identity because of the famine is in the land. And we know that if you ever experience in your life that you got really hungry. I tell you, if the person becoming hungry is many times changing the person.
That's right.
It requires the character. If you ever in your life, you didn't have a food for one day, maybe 2 days, maybe 3 days. I know I'm in a Christian church, you know, so sometimes you are fasting, you know, so this is a little different because we know the true fast is coming from the Lord.
That's right.
You are not hungry. And when he gives you a burden to fast for certain days, you are not hungry.
Yeah.
But if you are really hungry, you are not fasting, and you are not getting food, one day, second day, if someone is without a character, it changes the person.
That's right.
It drives the person for the decisions.
Yeah.
That
that's
maybe
right.
He does the things that he wouldn't do.
Yeah. That's right.
That's what happened with that son, the younger son. And 16th verse, he would fain have filled his belly with the husks that swine did eat. So we can see the self-abasement. Again, step down. We can see how he's falling down, down, down. You know, he started with the possibilities, with the power, with the inheritance. You know, everything was fine at the beginning. You know, but he didn't realize the direction he took with that power was wrong.
Amen.
Going away from the house of the Father.
Amen.
And no man gave unto him. Now he's coming to the seventh step of starvation.
Yeah.
No one gave him nothing. He came to the starvation. He was very, very bad. But you know, there's a story behind the story. Because he was the son from the beginning.
Amen.
And you know, the father, he sent him with a blessing. Even he was going with the wrong direction. You know, so finally when he came to the starvation, he came to himself.
Amen.
Now he started to think the way he never thought before. Because there was a time he had the friends around. He was somewhere in the pub. There was a beautiful ladies around. He had a lot of money. He could do whatever he wanted just to show his authority and the power by the gifts he had. But he was with his gifts, he was on the wrong place. As many
That's
people
right.
today,
yeah,
they got the gifts from the Lord.
Amen.
They are playing a music they shouldn't play.
Yes, sir.
They've got the gifts of the Lord. They've got the potentials.
Hallelujah.
And they're supposed to be in the house of the Lord to serve God.
Amen.
But they are just going into internet. They're spending a few hours on internet listen to the music that brings an absolute relief.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, so, but you know, those people are gifted.
Yeah.
Some of them are musicians. You know, some of them, they are, you know, I'm sorry, just, I don't know if I should do that. Oh, maybe I'll leave it. But
please.
You know, sometimes you have to also see the musicians in your own church.
Hallelujah!
You have to see the souls,
wow.
They are taking the strength and the power,
amen.
And you have to just test the power or the strength they are getting, because surely they are getting some power, but you have to test it with the word.
Amen.
You know, so we never go to this world, because if you are going to this world, the Bible says you are becoming the enemy of God.
Wow.
Because God is against the world.
That's right.
So as a Christians, we're supposed to act different, think different, look different, speak different.
Amen.
But this prodigal son, he came to the bottom. He couldn't fell lower. And now, in the 17th verse, we read, and when he came to himself, this is a great point.
Amen.
This is the first step up.
Amen.
He came to himself. So we have to notice that the prodigal son, he had something that the others in the pub, wherever he was, they hadn't.
Yes.
Because he was the son from the beginning.
Yes.
And he had something inside. We call it soul. Attribute of God. The seed of God. He had the seed from God's library.
Amen.
Hidden inside. And he was living a worldly life. Was completely lost. And he was abandoned by his friends, because usually you've got the friends. You've got the money, you've got the friends.
That's right.
You've got the gifts, you've got the possibilities, there are friends. You lose your possibilities, you are losing your money, you are losing your friends. Because the first of all, they were never your friends. Because the friends, they are for life. If you are up and down, wherever you are, they are your friends. So, but he lost all his so-called friends. But now, in the 17th verse, he's coming to himself. Praise God.
Amen.
As mentioned, for knowledge. God placed something in the prodigal son the same way he placed something in you.
Amen.
Nothing in this world,
amen.
Nothing in this, you know, the churchianity or whatever, in the business, nothing will satisfy your soul.
Amen.
Right.
Nothing.
That's right.
Because God placed something in you and he's jealous for you.
Mm.
God is jealous for his people.
Amen.
Because he knows what he placed in you.
Amen.
So when he came to himself, it was my revelation.
Yes.
He realized that something is in me.
Amen.
That I cannot lose.
Yes.
He lost the money, he lost the power, he lost the gifts.
Amen.
He lost the inheritance.
Amen.
But he didn't lose his own identity.
Amen.
Subconsciously, inside of him was something from the God's library.
Amen.
And he was not able to lose it, because he didn't put it there.
Amen.
That's right.
You can only lose the things that you've got it.
Mm.
But if you receive something not of yourself, you cannot lose it.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
God saw you before the foundation of the world.
Amen.
So he said, how many hired servants of my fathers have bread enough and to spare, and I perish in hunger?
Mm.
And now the second step up. Resolution.
Amen.
He takes decision.
Amen.
After he realized something, he came to, we would say, the new birth experience.
Amen.
He realized, he got a personal revelation, who he was.
Yeah.
You are born again person, if you can get the personal revelation, who you are.
Yes.
In Jesus Christ.
Amen.
This is the first step. This is the bottom. You are born. You are born. You are becoming Christian.
Amen.
You are the son. You recognize, I am the son, I am the daughter of God.
Yeah.
And so now, the second step, he took decision. 18, I will arise and go to my father, and I will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee. Mm. Repentance.
Amen.
It's time to repent. Some of the people, they think that repentance is only one event.
Mm.
I repented, I was baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, I received the Holy Ghost, God, full stop. No, it's just the beginning.
Amen.
That's right.
Sometimes you have to repent every day.
Yes. Amen.
Even Paul, he taught.
Yeah.
If you want to be sincere with God, you must be sensitive.
Mm.
Because the Holy Spirit is very sensitive.
Mm.
You can grieve him quickly.
Yes.
But he became sensitive because he realized who he was. He knew from from where God drew him out, and now he's able to repent.
Yeah.
And I'm no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. And he arose and he came to his father. Now we can see a return. He's back. The fourth step. You know, everything started when he realized who he was.
Amen.
He took a decision. He was able to repent, to confess everything. And now he's back.
Amen.
Amen. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. Reconciliation.
Amen.
Amen.
Reconciliation. The father is ready. Father was thinking about him. He was ready. We would say he applied the token. That's what we're supposed to do in our homes.
Amen.
You know, just that's what I did with my brother, my physical brother. He passed away a few days ago. And most of his life, he was unbeliever. He was fighting against what I believe. He was rude, you know. But when he became very weak, happened something. What Brother Ram explains, what about the sinner that God is calling him once, a second time, a third time, but he resists.
Yes, sir.
Then his soul is going away from him because he grieved the Holy Spirit. But when he is on the deathbed, and that will happen with my brother, he was receiving already morphine because he was sick with cancer. And his wife, she called me in the morning, early morning, just come and help us because we cannot help Christopher because he wants to jump through the balcony and so forth, you know, because of the morphine and the pain and everything, some things happened to his body and his mind. So I went there, and you know, he didn't see me already because he lost his sight, so he recognized me by the voice. And I started talking to him, and he said, I cannot see you because there is a darkness around me, he said. I said, but you know, there is a light above all the lights.
Hallelujah.
She was waiting me because usually when my brother, he heard, the gospel or the name of Jesus, whatever, he could be really upset. He threw me out from the house, you know, he was very against. So she was scared of his reaction. But I was praying and I said, Lord Jesus, I will not say anything about you. Just I don't want to. I did it so many times, but it must be you. But when I came there, I didn't say nothing but to let him know about the lie. And he just agreed. There is a lie. I said, what kind of lie there is above every darkness? He said, Holy Ghost. And
Hallelujah.
Then I knew the door is open.
Amen.
Because this my brother was never religious. Never. He was against. He said the Holy Ghost. And then I knew, and she was waiting to me. I didn't pay attention. I was really on the situation.
Amen.
And I said, listen, Christopher, what do you think if I would pray for you concerning that light? Would you allow me to pray for you? He said, yes. I said, listen, you know, then I laid down the gospel in a few words because it was really, you know, it must be a very, very simple thing when you talk to the person like that in such a
condition. Amen.
Not to explain everything, but, you know, I told him about the pain, how Jesus, he got the pain on the Calvary, and I know, Christopher, that right now you are under great pain, but Jesus had a greater pain, and he redeemed you from that pain.
Hallelujah.
And the condemnation, and he provided for you salvation. Do you believe that? He said, yes. So may I pray for you? He said, yes. So we just agreed, you know, and I prayed for him, and I tell you, it was such a presence of the Lord. Everyone was crying in the room because the Lord came down.
Amen.
His wife, you know, she was always making a laugh of those things. She told me later, thank you that you did it that way, that you didn't listen to me. Because the Holy Spirit came down.
Amen.
So he gave his life to Jesus Christ.
Amen.
It was a miracle for me.
Amen.
You know, I was so happy. If he would be healed or not healed, I know one thing was manifest in his life.
Amen.
He became so weak, his spirit was so weak, his body was so weak, all his life was very strong. He was rich and he was opposing the gospel because of that condition.
Mm.
On the end, he was so weak.
Yeah.
He could say only yes.
Yeah. Wow.
That's what the prophet explained.
Yeah.
If someone is dying, and started to cry, they are just calling the doctor with their shot, you know, to
calm
him down. But this is the soul that is coming back after years.
Amen.
Subconscious is coming, you know, that was rejected before. But by the grace of God, you know, I prayed for my brother many times.
Yeah.
But I was showing the token. I said, Lord Jesus, I'm coming with the authority you gave me.
Hallelujah.
I don't know if it will happen on this earth, on the other side, but I will meet him.
Hallelujah.
He will stand there. I will show him mercy.
Amen.
I know my brother.
Amen.
I don't care. I forgive him everything what he has done for me.
Amen.
I don't even just consider that. I love him as a brother.
Amen.
But God gave me grace that I could just see this here on the earth.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
I'm so happy.
Amen.
Tonight I'm so happy.
Amen.
God, never give up.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Never give up.
Amen.
Don't be a beggar. Stand a token.
Amen. Amen.
Prayer. Your identity, you are the Son of God.
Yes.
The
Amen.
Of God.
Amen.
This is the literal life of Jesus Christ back in your heart.
Amen.
You are born again Christian.
Amen.
You are not the Son of God, you can stand before God.
Amen.
Because as long as you've been in the world, you couldn't be recognized.
Amen.
Now you're recognized.
Amen.
Now you can stand before God.
Amen.
God will not resist.
That's right.
Because you are going in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
God doesn't see you anymore. You know, that's, if you are, I'm sorry, if you are. This, if this is you, if this is Andrew, and this is Christ, the Bible, if you are hidden in Christ, God cannot see Andrew.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God looks at you because of Christ.
That's right.
You are hidden.
Amen.
Amen. The Bible says. So that's the conscience we're supposed to have day and night. And work in that. And learn how to work with that. The conviction. Deep inner conviction that we are the sons of God.
Amen.
Praise God. Anyways, so we are coming back to the story, and you know, Father kissed him. Reconciliation. It was the fifth step up. This is great, really. What happened over there? And the 21st verse. And the Son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven, and in thy sight, and I am no more worthy to be called thy son. Verse the second. But the father said to his servants, bring forth the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and a shoes on his feet. Reclothing. He lost all his clothing. He became a beggar. He became zero. But now the restoration, when he's coming back to the father, he's coming back in the right channel, right attitude. Father is waiting upon him with an open arms. Embrace him, kiss him, recognize him, reconcile with him, and now he brings the clothing to him. Amen.
Amen.
And bring hither the fatted calf and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found, and they began to be merry.
Amen.
And now his elder son was in the field. He was working, maybe in his business, maybe on the mission field, whatever he was doing, but he's coming back. And he never was lost. He never just forfeited the inheritance. He was faithful. He was always nice. Now he's coming back. As he came and drew nigh to the house and heard music and dancing, you know the seventh step? Joy. Dancing.
Amen.
Because of all those steps of fall and the realization who you are.
Yeah.
And on the seventh step of restoration, back to the position, he got more than he had at the beginning.
Yes.
Because the father he had the message. Let's rejoice because my son was lost and now he's found. And now there is a joy in the house. Dancing in the house, it leads me to Revelation 5:5.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
You say, what the joy has to do with the adoption?
Amen.
Why not? Because we can see John in the Bible,
Amen.
The apostle. He was walking with Jesus.
Right.
He was the last one that was you know there was a witness of the ministry of the Son of Man. And we know that he was the type of the bride. And we know he was on the island of Patmos. We know that he was taking the Spirit of the Lord. He saw our day. He saw many things. But in the fifth chapter, book of Revelation, mm-hmm. you know, he's weeping. He's weeping. He saw that day on Calvary. He saw the manifestation of Jesus. He was the apostle. He knew the truth, but he was weeping. Why he was weeping?
Amen.
Because Brother Branham said in that redemption story, in the fifth chapter book of Revelation, if no one would be worthy to stand up and take the book,
Amen.
They were sealed up by the seven seals,
Amen.
No one would claim the inheritance,
Amen.
Even after the death of Calvary.
Amen.
He said everything would just be back into the ashes
Amen.
And the molecules.
Amen.
No one would exist because the whole creation was lost.
Amen.
Even that day of Calvary was not enough.
Amen.
Without our day,
Amen.
When the Son
Amen.
Of Man, he came back with the sign of the Son of Man on the sky.
Amen.
He came back to the church, the headship, to claim what he redeemed.
Amen.
That's the reason our day is so great.
Amen.
It's called the golden age.
Yeah.
And but the John, he was weeping. Knowing all those things, he was weeping. And then he heard the voice, don't weep, John. Behold the lion of the tribe of Judah.
Amen.
And he's worthy to take the book, open the seven seals. Amen.
Amen.
And then something happened to John.
Amen.
He was missing one thing.
Amen.
He started to jump up and down.
Amen.
He was rejoicing. Why?
Amen.
Because he recognized that his name was in the redemption.
Amen.
Amen.
He was the first one that recognized his name under the seals.
Amen.
And he was typing the bride.
Amen.
When the revelation becomes personal to you,
right.
when you will hear your name from that book,
Amen.
Not generally the church, not generally the bride,
Amen.
But your name, something happens to you.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes,
yes. Devil can impersonate every gift.
That's right.
Yeah.
He can be the best musician, the best singer, the best preacher, the best teacher.
Yes, sir.
He can be the best in everything, about the gifts and power. But he cannot impersonate the message, the word by word.
Amen.
He cannot impersonate today the very life of Jesus Christ.
That's right.
There's one thing he cannot, absolutely never cannot impersonate. He cannot be the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
He can impersonate the gift of the Holy Ghost, but never the Holy Ghost.
Mm.
He can impersonate the manifestation of the Holy Ghost, never the Holy Ghost.
Mm.
Because the Holy Ghost is Christ himself.
Yeah.
This is the person. It's the very life of God.
Amen.
Restored the church in the last days.
Amen.
That's the reason that bride, she's coming like the prodigal son to the full adoption, full realization of who she is.
Amen.
And then when she realizes who she is, she's on the level ready to go to rapture.
Amen.
Because the rapture will never go unless you will recognize who you are.
Amen.
Not only you will be, but who you are.
Amen.
In the present tense.
Amen.
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 Praise God. We saw that he started to realize who he was when he became hungry. Famine. And Amos, book of Amos 8 chapter, 11 verse, tells us, behold, the day is come, says the Lord God, that I will send a famine in the land. Not a famine of bread, nor a thirst of water, but of hearing the words of the Lord.
Mm.
It was a prophecy by Amos.
Yeah.
But we are living in the time.
Yeah.
Every one of us, we know that.
Mm.
We know there is a natural famine. We know
right.
it goes under the fourth seal.
Yeah.
There is a spiritual famine.
Yeah.
We know this is the season. But God promised will come also the hunger of the listen, the word of God.
Amen.
And they shall wander from the sea to sea, and from the north, even to the east, they shall run to and fro to seek the word of the Lord, and shall not find it. Denominations will not find it. Good people, I'm sorry, they will not find it.
Amen.
Only predestinated people,
Amen.
Only those who are part of the mystery of redemption, they are part of the mind of God, they will come. They will come.
Amen.
That's the reason we can see that the man, the firstborn son, he couldn't understand the younger son.
Mm.
He was standing outside.
Yeah.
Why he was standing outside? Because he couldn't comprehend it. How the brother that lost everything.
Yeah.
You know, this the first son, the older son, he was living in the little box world. He was living in his own world. He is, estimations, you know, the codex, you know, what is good, what is not good. But he locked himself in that little box.
Mm.
That's the reason, you know, he couldn't, he didn't see the picture of redemption.
Amen.
Yeah. But the father understood it.
Amen.
The father understood. That's the reason he accepted his son.
Yeah.
Amen.
And he accepted him. He was so happy. He didn't say, oh, I told you from the beginning. I just, how you could do that? It was my property. Nothing.
Mm.
Nothing.
Mm.
This is the love of God.
Hey. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Yes. This is God. Only Christ can love you that way.
Yeah. Amen.
You know, just, it's not the, under the estimation of the seven church ages. They're always trying to achieve something, but they were missing the special link that God promised in the last days.
Amen. Amen.
This is the headstone.
Right.
This is Christ, the headship.
Amen.
In your life, the supernatural sense of Christ, brother, he said, when the sense of Christ is given to the church, that's what makes them the bride.
Amen.
And he said, that sense of Christ is that supernatural.
Amen.
That's what we need.
Yeah.
We have already the word, we have the revelation, but now we need the supernatural element that's attached to the revelation.
Mm.
And it's coming by personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
Amen.
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 So he was standing outside. But inside was the revival. Dancing, joy, happiness. That's what's supposed to happen with all of us when we can realize the seals are open.
Amen.
The book of redemption is open.
Amen.
And someone took a stand for you.
Yeah.
He took that book and he called you by the name.
Yeah.
Thank you.
He called you. You must come.
Amen.
You say, but you know, my parents, they believe it. I'm going to a church. But I don't understand those things.
Mm.
But you have to come.
Mm.
Maybe you don't understand, but you have to come.
Amen.
There is something inside, something in your soul, predestination, you must come.
Amen.
Maybe you will not come tonight, but you must come.
Amen.
You must come.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. There is someone maybe standing with a token, your parents. Maybe your pastor, maybe someone is in the church with the gift of the prayer in their secret closet praying for you.
Mm.
You don't know about that.
Amen.
But there's already connection about you.
Hallelujah.
Your name is already present before God.
Mm.
It's only a case of the time. You must come.
Amen.
If you resist strongly, you'll pay a price.
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
Like a prodigal son, you pay a price.
Yeah.
You know, he was many times. First he was with the money, he was equipped, he thought, okay. That's from my father. Yeah, his father was a believer. And many times young people, they are drawing from their parents.
Mm.
They are drawing from their grandparents.
Mm.
Because if they're believers, they were blessed like Abraham.
Mm. Mm.
You know, the Isaac he drew from Abraham.
Mm.
And then the son of Isaac he drew from Isaac.
Mm.
And then the patriarchs and so forth.
Mm.
Always you draw from the past. Because someone was going before you, making the way, plowing the ground, fighting for the land. And the boss of the land maybe is occupied already. The battle is over. The enemy is pushed out. And now we are drawing the benefits because someone was fighting. But you as a young person, or maybe you are first time in the church, or maybe you are sympathetic, you have to also learn to fight.
Amen.
Amen.
There's a season that someone will fight for you, but the season will be required from you.
Amen.
To get the knowledge of the gospel.
Amen.
Knowledge of the truth, you will have to fight for yourself.
Amen.
Amen. Because there's still some children in you.
Yeah.
You have to make a way for your children.
Amen.
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 Praise God.
Glory.
Amen.
So the older son, he couldn't understand. So many people today, they don't understand adoption today.
Yeah.
Because they are judging by their human standards. They say, how is it possible such a person can be adopted to the family of God?
Mm.
When I was serving the Lord and he was sitting in the somewhere in the bar or just doing some stupid thing with the denominations, you must understand, if this is a thought of God, they will come.
Amen.
It can be up and down, doesn't matter, they will come.
Amen.
It's not our own righteousness.
That's right.
It's coming by God's righteousness.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So he had a problem because he said in the 29, and he was answering, he said to his father, Lord, these many years do I serve thee, neither transgress I at any time thy commandment. And yet thou never gavest me a kid that I might make merry with my friends. But as soon as This thy son was come. He didn't say my brother. You can see the attitude. He said, come with the attitude. Yeah. This your son, since he came, I am the believer, I am the bride. But who is she? Yeah. Who is this person? Mm. You know, the attitude.
Yeah.
Oh my, the wrong attitude can make a big difference.
Hallelujah. Right.
Even the wrong attitude, you can miss the rapture.
Hallelujah.
Because the wrong attitude is something very, very bad. But the Lord says, I prefer someone with the wrong doctrine.
Yes, sir.
A right kind of attitude.
Yes. That's right.
Someone with a good doctrine, the best doctrine of the message, with the wrong attitude. Because if someone is in the wrong doctrine and good attitude, God has got access to his heart. Will correct him.
That's right.
Him out. But if someone is in the best doctrine, everything just like a Pharisees, no mistake, they know the scripture. But they, according to the scripture, they crucify Jesus Christ. Today they know the scripture, and they do the same.
That's right.
They can have the best doctrine, but in the wrong kind of attitude. Holy Spirit has no access to their heart.
Amen.
So the attitude is very important.
Yes, sir.
And we can see here the problem with the attitude. Here the problem with the brother. His own brother. So as soon as this thy son was come, which had devoured, I'm sorry if my English was confused.
Amen.
Thy living with harlots, thou hast killed for him the fatted calf. And he said unto him, son, he was the son. He was the son. He was not the servant.
Amen.
He was the son. He said, son, thou art ever with me, and all that I have is thine. It was meet that we should make merry and be glad, for this thy brother was dead, and is alive again, and was lost, and is found.
Amen.
That's the problem. Everything belonged to him, but his attitude kept him away from that. He was working his own righteousness. And the problem was in him. He was the son.
Yeah.
But he was not ready for the adoption. That's when he was standing outside of the house.
Yeah.
There was a revival inside. Adoption of the son.
Amen.
My goodness.
Yeah.
The ring and the keys and the embrace of the father, the garment and the sandals, everything.
Wow.
Everything publicly.
Yeah.
Amen.
I was so happy.
Yeah.
Our Father, the world is so happy today.
Hallelujah.
Because it never was bad like today.
Amen.
He's got the people for such a time like this.
Amen.
You are part of the group.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But someone is judging, you know, because they are using a human standards. Don't do that never.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Don't do that never.
Amen.
He's got the reports. We know that. The prodigal son, he was so sociable. He liked so much people that he paid more attention to people, to the society that surrounded him, and he was just led away. But you know, it seems like the first son, he was faithful to the father. It seems like he was all the time in the house, all the time working, you know, but there was no depth in the heart. Only with the prodigal son, it seems like the mind of the father was going right to the son. The prodigal son was able to pick up the mind of the father.
Amen.
It seems like the heart of the father was beating the same way like the heartbeat of the person.
Hallelujah.
We can see in the Bible.
Amen.
That's the reason the father and the son, they became one. It was an adoption. He gave him authority back. My goodness, what a time we are living right now.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And then he said, the eternal thoughts of God.
Yeah.
Let me ask you, are the thoughts of God eternal?
Amen.
If you can see these, you will see many things. If the thoughts of God are eternal,
amen.
If you understand that, you will answer many things.
Amen.
The actions of the Holy Spirit, predestination, adoption, all the other things, you will understand.
Yeah.
The picture becomes clear.
You
understand.
Amen.
The thoughts of God are eternal.
Amen.
So God cannot abandon his own thoughts.
That's right.
If you be the thought of God from the beginning,
amen.
He cannot do that. Because he would deny himself.
Mm.
I cannot deny my son. I've got two sons, one daughter. I cannot deny my two sons. They can be disobeying, they can just do troubles. They don't do that, by the way, but if they would do, yeah. I can say, okay, I will not just give you inheritance. Mm-hmm. Or something like this.
Yeah.
I can do that. But I cannot say this is not my son. Mm-hmm. The same as my son. Finn is my son. All of them. That test will prove it. God cannot say you are not my son because you
right.
me.
Mm-hmm.
If you believe the Holy Spirit will pay.
Yeah.
You'll pay the price for that.
Mm. Yeah.
You cannot lose your sonship.
Amen. Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
And you will realize who you are. This is really the way back to the Father.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen.
That's the reason Paul, he said, as long as we've been in this world, under the elements of this world, we couldn't be recognized as his sons.
Yeah.
But when the fullness of the time has come, Paul knew what has come. He was the prophet, he was the apostle, he was the teacher of the Gentiles, and he recognized as no one in his generation there was a change of dispensation and the era of law passed away. Because Jesus came and fulfilled everything.
Yeah.
And now by faith in the perfect sacrifice of Jesus Christ, believers could just go into the picture, they could receive the Holy Ghost, even the Gentiles. Amazing. We are living the same time.
Amen.
We are living also in that time of the change of the dispensation.
Yes, yes.
What happened? But when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth his son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. And because you are sons, God has sent forth the spirit of his son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Maybe you heard that thousands of times, because people, religious people, they call him a daddy, Abba, Father, and so forth. But the Jews, they did the same. They were using the word, using the prophets, Moses, Isaiah, but all of them, they were against the prophet, against the word. Because the word became flesh, they crucified him.
Yes.
So it doesn't matter what the people will do with the word. It's about you and God.
Amen.
You have to recognize
Amen.
That God is your Father.
Amen.
You have to recognize there is no close relationship between God and the man like the sonship.
Amen.
If you are the son, you can call him Abba Father.
Amen. Amen.
Your approach to God is different.
That's right.
We know what happened with John the Baptist. He was the greatest prophet of the 4,000 years. He was greater than Isaiah, Moses, all the prophets,
right.
Jeremiah, Ezekiel. Jesus, he said, was never born no one of the woman greater than John the Baptist.
Amen.
But the smallest in the kingdom is greater than John the Baptist.
Amen.
Why? Because all the prophets in the Old Testament, they saw Jesus in the vision.
Amen.
John the Baptist was the first one that saw him in the flesh.
Amen.
He was the greatest.
Amen.
That's what Jesus said. But the smallest in the kingdom, who is in the kingdom? The sons and daughters.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Here, John the Baptist, he was not included into the era of the sonship. He finished the Old Testament. All of them, they were servants. But the smallest in the kingdom is greater than John the Baptist.
Amen.
We are receiving the sonship.
Mm.
The smallest in the kingdom.
Amen.
As small as me, but if I am the son.
Amen.
This is our position, friends.
Hallelujah.
That's how we're supposed to know who we are.
Amen.
What a grace. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's the reason in the book of Ephesians, you know, when the Paul was explaining predestination, how he has chosen us and he has predestinated us to the adoption of the children by Jesus Christ himself. And he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love.
Amen.
Love is Christ. Love is a capstone, love of God. Nothing will take us on the side of a perfect love.
Amen.
And that's what we saw in the Malachi 4.
Amen.
That we are fighting for. We want to have a perfect love in our hearts.
Amen.
The love
Amen.
Of God.
Amen.
Amazing. Hallelujah. And the point he says, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure
Amen.
Of his will.
Amen.
It was his will.
Amen.
According to the good pleasure of his will, not my will. Not because you want it. It was his will.
Amen.
Before
Amen.
The foundation of the world.
Yeah.
that in his plan of redemption, he hide himself in the man, before the man. Because there is no one can see him today, only the bride.
Hallelujah.
The very attribute, the deep is calling to the deep.
Hallelujah.
There is something in you that is able to recognize your day and his message.
Amen.
That is the reason, because it was according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace.
Amen.
Wherein he has made us accepted in the beloved. Amen. You are absolutely accepted in the beloved.
Amen.
That's great.
Amen.
This is the difference between the Christians trying to be like Jesus. This is hoping.
Amen.
But the faith is a blessing.
Amen.
It's a revelation. The faith will allow you to see that you are already part of it.
Amen.
One day when the Holy Spirit will be taken up, take away from this earth, the bride will go.
Amen.
Amen.
It's you, the Holy Ghost. You, the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Praise God. That's the reason I'm going to finish in 5 minutes. Ephesians 1st chapter 9 and 10. Having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he had purposed in himself. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm so happy.
Hallelujah!
Amen.
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 That in the dispensation of the fullness of times, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on the earth. Brother, I use the scripture in the future home. Ephesians 1:9, we spoke in the car already. About the fullness of time. He said, when the loudest shall be over, we have the fullness of time. He said, God says over. Because the loudest shall, with the members of loudest shall, is going to the tribulation. More dark, the darkness. Amen. But the bride, she's not part of loudest shall. We are calling out people.
Amen.
We are part of the under city.
Amen.
It's a Melchizedek, he's a king.
Amen.
This is your identification. They are called out and placed in.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah, thank you, Lord.
In the dispensation of the fullness of time. We are living the time. I could just try to interpret it, but I don't want to do that. God sent the prophet of Malachi 4 to interpret the scripture.
Amen.
Show us where we are today.
Amen.
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 Two sons, one adoption.
Amen.
Amen.
They are people, Lord. Good people, but they will have to go together. Right. They cannot understand. They cannot go with the gospel by heart.
Amen.
And going by mind.
Amen.
But they box life.
Amen.
They lock themselves.
Amen.
You know, when God opened the world for us, he brought us a true our identity.
Amen.
A true identification. You can recognize who you are, and it gives you confidence.
Amen.
You can rest in God. Because you can see that we are placed in Christ in the beginning.
Amen.
And in the dispensation of the fullness of time, is a uniting time and sign.
Amen.
The invisible union of the bride and the bridegroom.
Amen.
The word becomes flesh because the flesh must become the word.
Amen.
Amen. The apostle right now is such a great moment.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, the bridegroom. Don't leave out nothing.
Amen.
He's got the ring, the identification. He's got the robe that she wears, her clothing. See? He's got the provided place to meet her. That's in the air. Everything has been all provided. He's got the wedding supper already set. Guests already invited, already chosen. All the angels are standing around. His servants at attention. Christ, the mystery of God revealed.
Amen.
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 Everything is provided. Everything is ready. Even the meeting place will go. Amen.
Amen.
As an immortal beings.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. And now we are
thank
in the process.
Lord.
Like a prodigal son, he went through a process. We are going through a process.
That's right.
Our adoption. Metamorphosis. We are changed. We are in the process. Because the word is coming upon the world. We can recognize
Amen.
The things that we couldn't recognize. That's the reason he died.
Amen.
Wesley, great man of God, he couldn't recognize. He died. All the Pentecostals, they died on the wilderness.
But this bride cannot die.
Amen.
She saw it as he saw it. She cannot die for eternal life right now.
Right.
In us. Not the doctrine, the life.
Mm.
It's moving in us.
Amen.
God bless you, friends.
Amen.
So
amen.
Inheritance by predestination. I inherited something. It's not adoption. Third part. I inherited something. What inheritance? There had to be somebody leave me inheritance. Why? You say, Jesus left you inheritance. Beg your pardon? Jesus never left me inheritance. Jesus never left you inheritance. He only came down and paid for your inheritance. Brought you to your inheritance. But your name was put on the Lamb's Book of Life before the foundation of the world.
Amen.
God gives you your inheritance. Your inheritance was first.
Amen.
Amen. You understand that?
Amen.
Jesus didn't give you inheritance. He paid the price for your inheritance.
Yeah. Amen.
Inheritance was first.
Amen.
You were part of God. Amen.
Amen.
God himself, he gave you inheritance.
Yeah.
Amen. Jesus paid the price.
Mm.
And today is the time to claim inheritance.
Amen.
Amen. Everything that is the bride's press made to you. God bless you.
Yeah.
Bless
amen.
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 Let's bow our heads. Maybe it was short. I was trying to make it short, briefly, to express this thought. But maybe there's someone here tonight. The Holy Spirit was dealing with your heart. Maybe there's a need on the bottom of your heart. The need of identification. The true identity. To see and to recognize who God made me. And about my inheritance. How he's provided my inheritance. He gave it to me before the foundation of the world. And Jesus, he came down. He became a sacrifice. He paid the price for my inheritance, for my position, for my identity. But I can see that the enemy is fighting.
Yes.
There's really a battle in my mind. I can see how the things are going around me. It seems like everything's against me. And there's a chaos around me. And brother, I need a help. There's the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
In the fullness of the time. In the fullness of dispensation. In the final moment of the history of this earth.
Mm.
Holy Spirit is here.
Amen.
The comforter.
Amen.
Brother and sister, he's a comforter. He comes to help you. Maybe with a need, you can lift up your hand before the Lord.
Amen.
As every head is bowed. And the Holy Spirit is here. Dealing with you. God knows your name. God knows the life behind the name. God knows your life behind your name.
Amen.
It must be a Zoe life.
Mm.
It must be eternal life. It must be assurance. It must be a personal revelation. You must come to the knowledge of the truth, who you are. You must hear from your theophany.
Mm.
You must be under the influence of heaven, the word of God that was manifested, unveiled, revealed, released for the last day. God bless my brother. God bless my sister. God bless your need. God bless my brother. My brother. My sister. God bless you. Let's pray together. If you believe we are in his presence, he's right where you are.
Hallelujah.
He's interested in you.
Thank you, Lord.
He knows you by name. He calls you. Something happens to your soul. Maybe your name, your natural name was not spoken tonight. But he's calling your inner being with a complete union. He's calling you. Maybe there are some steps you have to just climb up to the position.
Yes.
You must be agreeing tonight with the word of God. Maybe something personal. The Lord touch your heart. Just be agreeing. Just yield yourself.
Yes.
The steps to your adoption, to the placing, to the position. When you realize who you are. And then there's a joy in the house. There's adoption. Oh Lord Jesus, tonight, oh God, I use the scripture, Father. Maybe a simple way, the example of the prodigal son. How he was born as a son, but he lost his identity. He just went to the world, and he was stripped of everything. But there was a son who believed the son.
And we come and we look into the mirror of His word, we'll start being changed into the same ones that we see.
Amen.
So don't allow the mirror of condemnation to come and all these other things, because the word indeed sets us free. So we so appreciate and thank you for the word.
Amen.
It's wonderful. May the Lord help us tomorrow as we come back again. And may the Lord add and take us higher and higher.
Amen.
But since we're so glad for the day that we're living in, there's never been a day like this day too. Let's say that.
The Spirit says to the church, now
approach you once again, Lord, with thanksgiving. Father, for the blessing, Lord, which you bestowed upon us tonight.
Amen.
Father, how we appreciate you even more. Lord, Father God, when you speak to us in the way that you did, Father, even to show us, Lord God, such a story of adoption, Lord.
Yes,
Lord. Father, Lord, and for us to see ourselves in it, Lord. Father, how it blesses our souls, Lord.
Yes,
how
Lord.
It lifts us up. Father, it strengthens our resolve, Lord. Father God, walk with more confidence, Lord. Father, Lord, to purpose in our hearts to serve you, Lord God, with more sincerity and more diligence, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Realizing, Lord God, Father, that Father, you saw us, Lord, before the foundation of the world. And Father, we're a manifestation, Lord, of your thoughts today. Oh, Father God, to realize that, Lord, the enemy has no hold over us, Lord. Father God, that you redeemed us back unto yourself, Lord God, by your own precious blood, Lord.
Yes.
Father, furthermore, Lord God, you brought us to realization of our privileges.
Amen.
Oh, Father, what a blessing you have blessed us with, Lord God, even this night. Father, and how we want to pray and thank you, Lord, for granting our brother grace.
Amen, Jesus.
Lord, Father God, to yield himself, Lord, to allow for you to use him. And you did use him, Lord, even upon this night. Our being here was not in vain, Lord.
Yes.
We are not going out the same way we came in. We are lifted up, Lord God. Our faith, Lord, is at a better standing, oh God. Father, and we even feel more confidence, Lord, when we look to you for grace, for mercies, Lord, even for the great request which we have before us, Lord, for our brother Samuel.
Yes, Lord.
Father God, Father, you've given us this right, Lord.
Yes.
Satan has no hold over us.
Amen.
Father God is your purchased possession.
Oh, yes, Lord.
And Lord, tonight we want to enforce,
yes,
Lord God, the healing upon our brother.
Amen.
Lord, we see that the doctors have come to the end, Lord.
Yes.
Father, they don't know what more they can do. They proclaimed, Lord, they pronounced even. And Lord, upon switching off the machines, that will be the end. But, oh God, we look into you, Father.
Amen.
Because, Lord, we know when man fails, deal in situations which are
impossible. Amen.
Lord, we sat beside our brother here, Lord God, only a few weeks ago.
Yes.
Lord God, and he was testifying of your goodness in his family.
Amen.
His family is so young, Lord God, how he desired to see more of his grandchildren and his last of his children coming in.
Yes.
And we are trusting, Lord, that you give that unto him, O God.
Amen.
Lord, yes. These are the things that we stand for.
Yes, Lord.
Father, this message that we believe, Lord God,
Amen.
It came with healing, Lord, with wings of healing, Father,
yes,
God.
Lord.
So, Lord, we pray that it will be manifest now, Lord God, in this showdown for all.
Amen.
Lord, we look into you,
yes,
because you are the author and the finisher of our faith.
Amen.
2,000 years ago on Calvary, Lord God, you
thank
did
you,
it.
Jesus.
So, Lord, we stand on that, oh God.
Amen.
Father, we look forward to one day giving testimony.
Amen.
Of mighty
Amen.
Words.
Amen.
Father, we pray now, even as we depart from here, from your house, Lord, please give us traveling mercies.
Amen.
Keep us safe on the way home. Be with us in our homes. Give us good rest, Lord. Father, even as we thirst for more of you tomorrow,
yes,
and we trust that we'll not be disappointed, oh God.
Amen.
So be with us, Lord. We are thankful for everything which was done this evening. Lord, we're thankful for the musicians, Lord,
yes,
God. May you bless them.
Amen.
Father, even every brother, every sister that made the effort to be here. Oh Lord, may you bless each one, Father God.
Amen.
Be with us now as we depart and give thanks to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Same one as you dismiss, thanks God be with you until you enjoy.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.